Country Bob FM.
Time for the Bob Almanac, and in honor of those 10-minute misconducts that were handed last night out at the end of the Wild game.
Yeah.
A little whistle for you.
Yeah, there it is. You've been whistled for an infraction.
Play until the whistle. I didn't see what happened, but what happened? Were you watching the game at that time?
No, you know.
Somebody got kneed or...
Yeah, I didn't see that.
It was Niederreiter. Niederreiter took a 10, and then there were some other ones in there, too. I'd have to look at it. But in honor of that, we have the whistle. Let's get today's almanac here on Bob. Oh, did you see that Monopoly is saying goodbye to the thimble?
Well, that's a shame.
It is. It is. And it wasn't their decision. They actually put it out to a vote.
I remember that.
And apparently, they finished last. So they were going to eliminate one for sure. And Thimble was the one that remained last and finished last.
Yeah.
So in the last few years, they've gotten rid of the iron and the thimble. Those were the only two Monopoly game pieces that were actually usable.
Yeah.
The iron, albeit small, you could still heat it up, get it to a high temperature and use it to iron something. Maybe,
right.
You've got a pet mouse, you could iron his tie.
Yes.
And then the thimble, if you had real small fingers, you could get your finger in there and use the thimble.
When I was a little kid, the thimble fit on my pinky.
Yeah.
So the race car is still there.
Race car is still there.
Yeah.
I think the top hat.
Yeah.
They have the dog, the shoe, the top hat, wheelbarrow, cat, race car, and battleship. Those are their current ones. And they're talking new game pieces could be a hashtag.
Bah. Please.
Emoji.
Bah.
Or a rubber duck.
Gag me with a spoon.
Around the world with a rubber duck.
Yeah.
Big Ten for this. Here's the rubber duck.
I'm not for it.
Let's move on to birthdays and anniversaries and this date in history, 1801. There was discussion that this could be in play in this past election between Hillary and Donald, where the House of Representatives would have to break an electoral tie. And it actually happened in 1801 between Thomas Jefferson and Aaron Burr. Now, these were the days when the runner-up was the vice president. So you
ran
against a guy, then he had to be your vice president.
Wow.
Just think if that would have been the... Just think. Donald Trump. Vice President Hillary Clinton.
Oh, boy.
How would that have gone over?
Yeah.
They did things differently back in 1801, but Thomas Jefferson and Aaron Burr were running. Jefferson won House of Representatives, broke that tie. Burr became vice president. Of course, a couple years later, he would gun down Alexander Hamilton.
Yep, in a little duel action. Yeah.
1897, the National Congress of Mothers organized in Washington, D.C. You probably know them better now as the PTA.
Yes.
Parent Teachers Organization. Yep. And they've got a pretty good one there in Harper Valley.
Yes, they do.
The Harper Valley PTA is probably the most active of the PTA organizations in the nation, if not the most scandalous.
Right, and the most well-known.
1909, Apache leader Geronimo died while imprisoned at Fort Sill, Oklahoma. He was the last Apache chief to surrender to the American government. He held his ground as long as he could, and he lived to be... I didn't say how old he was when he died, but 1909. When you think of like Geronimo, you think of 1800, but he actually lived into the 1900s.
Why do people when they jump off of something, Geronimo?
That's a good question. Do some fact checking on that. Where did that come from? Does it have anything to do with Apache leader Geronimo? I'm not sure. That's something that you could look into. That somebody who has a lot of useless knowledge might know. All of my knowledge is useful.
Right.
1933, big wedding. This was like a Kardashian wedding of the 1930s as Blondie Boopadoop married Dagwood Bumstead in the Blondie comic strip.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Blondie married Dagwood on this date. It was the third year of the popular comic strip, so it took them 3 years to get married. Blondie and Dagwood.
That's a long courtship.
1934, the first high school automobile driver's education course introduced. So before that, you just kind of made it up. Yeah, just start driving.
Yeah.
Nobody needed to let your parents show you or
somebody.
Your father, your uncle, or somebody. But they actually had a driver's education course for the first time in school, 1934. Do they still do it in school or do you have to go out of school?
I think it's out of school
because
now.
They have these driving schools,
yes.
But they're off-site. We took our classes in high school.
I did too.
It was high school.
Sophomore year.
It was through the school that you would take it.
Yeah,
1934 is when that happened. 1965, you've heard of the funny lady Joan Rivers?
I have.
She made her debut on The Tonight Show on this date.
Funny, she is funny herself. Would you welcome, please, Joan Rivers.
There are Johnny Rivers, Johnny Carson?
Johnny Carson, yeah.
Joan Rivers being introduced by Johnny Carson, the king of late night. Now, remember, Joan eventually would then become one of his permanent guest hosts when he was gone. He was gone quite a bit. He took a lot of vacations. There was a lot of Best of Carsons, and there was a lot of David Brenner, David Letterman, Jay Leno, and Joan Rivers filling in the last few years.
And then they had their falling out.
Right. She took the job with Fox. Fox offered her millions to do her own show. She called Johnny to tell him about it, and he hung up on her and never talked to her again, I don't think.
Yeah.
She was banned from the Tonight Show and did not appear.
They did at the end.
I don't think they did. Even Jay Leno even upheld that ban. She didn't make a return to the Tonight Show until Jimmy Fallon. She was on the Jimmy Fallon show when Jimmy Fallon hosted the Tonight Show. That was the first time she had been on the Tonight Show since whenever she took that Fox show. It was quite a falling out. She's still to her deathbed. Still, of course, thank Johnny Carson for what he did for her career. But
I had thought that he was mad because she didn't ask him how he felt about her doing that.
I think that's probably what it was. Yeah. And she took the job, became a competitor.
Right.
Didn't last very long.
No.
Didn't last very long.
Didn't do that well. No.
1982, actor Lee Strasberg. Do you know him?
Yes, I do.
Have you heard of method acting? This guy invented it.
Oh, he did.
He invented it. He died on this date at the age of 80, 1982. He mentored and taught such great actors as Anne Bancroft, Dustin Hoffman, Montgomery Clift.
Oh, yeah.
James Dean, Jane Fonda, Paul Newman, Al Pacino, Jim Varney. That was 1982, Lee Strasberg. It might be Strasberg.
Jim Varney.
1992 on this date, this was in the news.
I should have stayed with God. I tried and failed and created a Holocaust. And if I could give my life right now to bring their loved ones back, I would do it. I am so very sorry. I deserve whatever I get because of what I have done.
That's Jeffrey Dahmer. He's talking and addressing the court. This was the date that he was sentenced to 15 consecutive life terms in prison.
Court, we have gone over this indictment.
I didn't realize that he had actually shown some remorse.
At the end, he did a little bit.
Yeah.
He did.
Then he died in prison.
Only it was like 2 years later.
Yeah.
1994. 1996, World Chess Champion Garry Kasparov beat the IBM. You know, we had Watson. We were talking about Watson the other day from IBM. On Jeopardy, here's the other IBM supercomputer. This one was named Deep Blue.
Oh, yes.
And Deep Blue defeated Garry Kasparov, or was it the other way around? Actually, it was Garry Kasparov defeating the supercomputer Deep Blue, winning a six-game match. This was chess, not Jeopardy now. 1996. Again, he just unplugged it. 2013, it was a sad day in country music this date.
Country music star Mindy McCready has been found dead in an apparent suicide. McCready burst onto the music scene when she was just 18 years old. Her quick success was followed by a slow and painful unraveling. She was found Sunday at her home in Heber Springs, Arkansas.
She was only 37. She had some issues.
Yes, she did.
Drugs, alcohol, and things. Self-inflicted gunshot wound. Her boyfriend had died not too long before.
Yeah, it was, I think, somebody that was with Tom Petty's band at that point, or had been.
Was her boyfriend at the time.
Yes. Yeah, they got into some bad stuff. It was a problem.
2013 on this date. Let's move on to birthdays now. Emmy Award-winning actor Hal Holbrook, 92 today, still with us. He did this Mark Twain, a night with Mark Twain thing on TV, and he does Mark Twain, although I never met Mark Twain, but if I assume what Mark Twain was and what he looked like and any film of Mark Twain before and after and thereafter and whenever and pictures, and he looked like him, probably sounded like him.
Probably did.
He sounded more like
Samuel Clemens than Mark Twain.
Yes, he did. Yeah, he did. He was All the President's Men as well. He was in that one.
I remember.
Things. You remember him from elsewhere?
Lincoln. The President's Men, for sure. And the Lincoln thing, yep.
Yeah.
He's a very good character actor in a lot of stuff.
He's 92. Bobby Lewis is still with us today.
Kick the blankets on the floor. Turn my pillow upside down.
is 84 today. Turning and tossing for Bobby Lewis.
Pretty
Here's
good.
The guy who wrote Whiskey River.
Whiskey River, take my mind. Don't let her memory torture me.
Quite a different arrangement, wouldn't you
say?
Whiskey River, don't run dry.
Wow.
You're all I've got, take care of me.
That's Johnny Bush. He's 82 today. Johnny Bush wrote Whiskey River. And he thanks Willie Nelson for the success for him doing it and redoing it, rearranging it.
Yeah,
happy birthday to him.
Yeah, Willie made him a lot of money for that song.
Jim Brown, not Jim Ed Brown, which we featured in the Fave Five Duets earlier today, but Jim Brown, one of the greatest running backs of all time. He only played like eight or nine seasons.
I was
less than
say
10.
Less than 10. Yeah.
And he retired top of his game. He was the all-time leading rusher until Walter Payton passed him. And, of course, he did some acting. You remember him in The Dirty Dozen.
Yes.
And you will deliver them secretly behind enemy lines in France to undertake a mission of sabotage that could change the course of the war. The 12 men will be known as The Dirty Dozen.
He was one of The Dirty Dozen. Jim Brown is 81. He's quite outspoken. Community, political activist, and commentary. Jim Brown is 81. Rene Russo, happy birthday at 63.
You're Roy McAvoy, the golf pro?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I pictured something different. I have a 7 o'clock lesson.
I thought I had a doctor, Griswold.
Lesson.
Yeah, she's a doctor, and she's about to get lessons, golf lessons from a guy and a wife beater.
Mm-hmm.
She was also in Major League.
Yes.
Those are the two films I remember her best from. Thomas Crown Affair, some others. Ransom, 63 today. She was in the Thor movie. She's Thor's mom.
Oh, that's
right.
In the
Thor movies.
That's right.
63 today. Let's head to the show. It's on Home Improvement. Of course, the name of the show, Tool Time.
Here, our guest had to leave quite suddenly. So right now, Al. Why don't you tell us your favorite part of gardening?
Well, I'd have to say it's getting down and dirty with my hoe.
I don't think so, Tim. That was his famous line. I don't think so, Tim. Richard Karn played Al on Home Improvement.
It was
and
good.
He hosted Family Feud there for a few years as well. Did quite well at that. I like his work. He is 61 today. He played Richie Valens.
The whole heating system in the bus broke down. The whole bus is shot. You didn't tell me this tour was going to be like this.
The hell with it, man. Come home.
Oh, you mean quit?
No. If you're sick, man, you're sick.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. No, I'll stick it out. You just see what you can do about the bus, okay?
There they are, the back room of the Surf Ballroom. There in, Clear Lake, Iowa?
Yes.
And
the day before the music died.
Right. Well, that was the night. That was the night that they jump on the plane. Buddy Holly went. He's talking at that point in time. Richie's thinking that he's going to be on a bus, and then the Big Bopper comes back to him and says, "Yeah, Buddy Holly is. He's going to charter a flight and the plane." And then, of course, he won the coin flip with Tommy Alsup. It was the coin flip between Richie Valens and Tommy Alsup. And he won or lost the coin flip, and Richie ended up being on the plane, and the day the music died, the rest is history. And that's Lou Diamond Phillips playing Richie Valens in the movie La Bamba.
He was also in Young Guns.
He was one of the Young
like
Guns.
That.
He was young, and he was a gun. He had a gun. Lou Diamond Phillips is 55 today. I still think he's the greatest. I take him over LeBron James.
Yes. Yeah,
Michael
I would
Jordan.
Too.
I'm talking
I would
Michael
too.
Jordan. Michael
I would
Jordan
too.
At this point.
Yep.
Maybe in 5 years it might change if he wins more championships. But Michael Jordan, 3 championships in a row, left to play baseball, came back, won 3 more.
He was money, as they say.
Michael Jordan, Air Jordan, his airness, MJ, be like Mike.
Yeah.
And he was really the first one. I mean, there were others that had, I don't want to say sold themselves out, but did the marketing.
Yeah, Mikey.
He, he set the stage.
Oh,
he
yeah.
set the precedent for that. And, of course, then Tiger came along.
Wow.
And he did it, too. But Michael Jordan set the stage.
Yeah, Nike certainly threw a pile of money at him. It would
be
hard to say no to that.
That's right. Michael Jordan, 54. Larry the Cable Guy, good morning and happy birthday.
Last night, I dreamt I drunk the world's largest margarita. And woke up this morning, there was salt on the toilet lid. Thank God I didn't eat the worm in there. I'll tell you that much right there.
Larry the Cable Guy, he's got a summer place out in Wisconsin, as you know. He is 54 today. Michael Bay, film director, gave us the Transformers movies, 52. Denise Richards was married to Charlie Sheen there for a while.
Yeah.
Was on the show Spin City. She's 46 today.
She did one Bond movie, too. It wasn't
Yeah, she was the Bond girl. Which one was it?
The World Is Not Enough.
Oh, The World Is Not Enough.
Yeah, to her as like some sort of physics, you know,
ultra-smart
scientist.
Okay.
It was a little bit of a stretch.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine?
This is the group Green Day. That's a guy by the name of Billy Joe Armstrong. They're the group where they play their guitars and their arms are straight down.
Oh,
you
yeah,
know what
yeah.
I'm talking
oh, yeah.
about? Yeah, that's Green Day. This is Basket Case. And Billy Joe Armstrong, he is 45 today. We've got another singer-songwriter. Brian White, he's a good friend of the program and Bob FM. Brian White, happy birthday, 43. One of the sons of John Ritter. And obviously the grandson of Tex Ritter, Jason Ritter, actor, 37 today.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt is 36. He was the cop named Robin in The Dark Knight Rises. Everybody thought that then he would become Robin. I don't think that's ever going to happen, but he was in 50-50 and some other things. Third Rock from the Sun is where we first got to know Joseph Gordon-Levitt. He is 36 today. It's one of the hottest things going, Ed Sheeran. 26 today, and actress Bonnie Wright, who played Ginny in the Harry Potter films, 26 today.
All right, gone but not forgotten. We got a few here. Did you ever shop at Montgomery Ward's?
All the time.
As a youngster?
Catalog.
Department store mogul Aaron Montgomery Ward's, or Monkey Ward's, as my dad used to call it, 1844 for Montgomery Ward's. Let's see, baseball, Hall of Fame announcer, Red Barber.
Hello, everybody. Join us now for another Brooklyn ball game, brought to you by your favorite Post cereals and their terrific new teammate, Post Sugar Crisp. Yes, sir. Post is back to bring you the Dodgers again as they take on the New York Giants in the second of this three-game series here at Ebbets Field, Brooklyn, USA.
That was in the 1950s. That's from 1950.
They had Sugar Crisp back in 1950.
Remember they had to change it to Honey Crisp because sugar was too much, too negative of a connotation.
Yeah, I remember having Sugar Crisp.
Yeah, I remember. I remember when it was Sugar Crisp.
Yeah,
with Sugar Bear.
Red Barber was born on this day, 1908. So he was the voice of the Brooklyn Dodgers when Jackie Robinson, I think, broke the color barrier there in whatever year was
47?
That? 47. Yes. Let's see, Arthur Kennedy. He was in several movies, including The Glass Menagerie and Lawrence of Arabia. Was born on this day, 1914. Tommy Edwards, remember his big hit record, It's All in the Game?
Many a tear has to fall.
Not only do I remember it, here it is.
But it's all in the game.
Ah, yes, Tommy Edwards, very nice, was born on this day, 1922. Novelist and singer, I didn't know that Harry S. Truman's daughter was a novelist and a singer. Margaret Truman was born to the Harry S. and his wife in 1924. Remember actor Alan Bates? You remember some of the movies, Zorba the Great, The Rose, The Sum of All Fears. He was in all of those, 1934. Before that, Buddy Ryan, noted football coach, defensive coordinator. His sons are in the National Football League coaching ranks.
He was an assistant with the Vikings under Bud Grant.
Yes.
And then went to the Bears. Alan Page actually saved his job with a letter-writing campaign, and then he went on to invent the 46 defense.
And, was there with the Super Bowl as the defensive coordinator under Ditka when they won it all.
Ditka.
Buddy Ryan was born on this day, 1931. Couple more quick ones here. Actress and former Miss America Marianne Mobley. Born on this day, 1939. She was in the TV series Different Strokes and Falcon Crest.
Mm-hmm.
You remember her. 1939. Singer Jean Pitney.
Only love can break a heart. Only love can mend.
There's Jean Pitney.
Truer words have never been spoken.
Yeah. Jean Pitney, born on this day, 1940. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
He sang the theme from The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance.
Oh, very
nice. He sang
nice.
That song.
Very nice.
Jean Pitney.
It was 9 years for Jim Brown, by the way, as an NFL running back and Hall of Fame career. And he won the NFL championship with the Browns in 1964.
Browns were actually good at some point
yes,
in time.
They were.
At one point in time, they
yes.
were actually pretty good.
Yep.
And one other fact check from earlier today. The Friends and Lovers, both to each other.
Yes.
The Juice Newton, Eddie Rabbit song that was part of my Duets Fave 5. It was a theme. It was a song. Maybe it wasn't the theme, but it was featured in Days of Our Lives.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Because the pop version was Gloria Loring and Carl Anderson, and Gloria Loring was an actress, and she played a singer on that show on Days of Our Lives.
Okay.
So there's a little FYI for you.
Nice.
That's it. All right, we're going to wrap up the Friday Bob Morning Show coming up in just a moment. We're going to do Almanac Trivia. I got to come up with a question. So we'll do that after Clint Black here on Bob.